The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three, four. It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to my brother, and me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
Oh, no. No. Oh, I'm Travis, like the middlest.
No, I like it.
I like the energy, except for the spin on the name.
Energy.
Oh, nope.
Oh, that's
nope.
Good stuff.
No.
It's something new, Travis. We're in the 600s now.
I'm
we got to try it.
Standing up the sexy sixes.
Oh, the sex hundreds.
The sex hundreds. You all thought about, we're like 66 episodes away from another episode that we're going to have to skip.
Yeah,
there's no way
we would get in so much trouble.
I'm not getting in trouble with my dad for doing the devil's.
I'm not gonna summon El Diablo.
No
way.
Thank you.
No, thank you. We're already tempting fate enough playing Dungeons or Dragons.
Yeah.
To then mess with that black magic. Oh my god. This is like when my D&D character died all over again, just like that chick track.
Yeah.
Do you think in the like, if you were to make a biopic of Gary Gygax, do you think you would put in a scene where he's looking at a piece of paper and it says Dungeons or Dragons?
Yeah.
And he's like looking at it, he's like, well,
oh, fuck.
Hold on a second. Then he just like erases it.
Yeah.
It writes.
And he showed it.
And?
What he wrote, should I make a game about dungeons? Question mark. Dragons? Question mark. And then there was a character like Justin Timberlake in
Social. Yeah.
It was just like,
Dungeons,
hey, man,
ain't cool.
You know what's cool? Dungeons and dragons. Fuck
but then
yeah!
But then the haters are like, how are you going to fit a dragon inside of a dungeon, Gary? It's too small.
Yeah.
It's a small chamber, Gary.
What I'm saying is that I'm going to put the dungeon inside the dragon.
Well, I don't think that's it either, Gary. I think
and that's my vision for Elden Ring 2. The dungeon's inside the dragon.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good stuff.
This is an advice show.
Yeah.
I'm standing. I wanted to bring standing energy to this episode. Sometimes I dig deep, deep down. And I stand up.
Yeah.
I used to do it for hours.
You summon everything within you.
I channel all my strength and I stand. I used to do this for hours at Best Buy. I should be able to do it for an hour while we record this podcast, right?
You're not a
I'm
young
at work.
Man.
I'm at work.
Okay. You definitely still have
you guys are
same,
sitting, right?
The same springy, dewy body that you had in your Best Buy days.
Yeah, that's true. I was fucking so sexy.
You were
I was, like,
ripped up.
That blue polo.
I was thinking about this morning, speaking of dewy, sexy bodies. Who do you guys think you're the, what do you guys think you're the Ryan Reynolds of? Because I saw Ryan Reynolds, and clearly he's the Ryan Reynolds of movies, right?
Of movies. Yeah. Well, and selling cell phones.
Yeah, like and owning soccer teams, I believe.
Did he need to sell the cell phones?
No, that's a passion. That's a passion project.
He just loves getting, getting burners in the hand of the miscreants.
The gym, the soccer team, the movies, that's his day job, right?
Yeah.
Selling cell phones, that's his passion.
That you can try. He's his
one
passion.
For them, one for me.
Yeah, he's the Ryan Reynolds of selling cell phones.
The Lord came to him in a dream and said, Ryan, you must sell cell phones that when people drop them in the toilet, they go, eh, oh well.
That's fine.
I'll get another one. That's fine.
What am I the Ryan Reynolds of?
Yeah.
I mean, is this about physical appearance?
No, no, or no, but just like charisma. Not, if you're just going to, like, if you were saying, well, you know, like Ryan Reynolds from movies, well, I'm like the Ryan Reynolds of blank. You know what I mean? What
can
is
I
that?
Say? Can I say movies?
You're the Ryan Reynolds of movies. Well, I guess if he's going to take Ryan Reynolds of cell phones, you could be the Ryan
he
Reynolds
shouldn't
of movies.
Get, be allowed you, to take all that stuff.
You, as we realized this week, or as I realized this week, you did perform in an Oscar-nominated film. So you're
right.
Like, you're basically an Oscar-nominated film performer for
that's
your
that's true.
Hidden cameo in a...
It's not really hidden. Pages. I mean, I am in the credits of the film.
That's
yeah,
true.
No, if you want to say hidden, Justin and I have a hidden cameo where robots took our jobs. ironically, in the movie Mitchells versus the Machines, robots took our jobs.
And you know I'm rooting for Encanto. You know I want Len to get that EGOT. That
obviously.
Would be so huge for him. Because you know he's just like, he's tortured until he gets that. Oh, but me, like, I could just have an awe. You know what I mean? If Mitchell's yeah. Versus the Machines wins the Oscar for Best Animated Picture, I think they do have to send me one because I did do a voice in it. And yeah. That would be,
who knows? That could have been the linchpin keeping the whole thing together.
They should give out Oscars sized to like the contribute, so Griffin would get a little teeny tiny one because he had like an off-screen
like
cameo,
a ring.
Right? Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know why you had to tear me down
because we got cut because of robots.
Oh, that's right.
Because robots took our jobs.
Robots took
it's
our jobs.
It's weird that a robot didn't take my job though.
Did so we maybe, tell? Did we tell that story? We could probably tell that story now. We
there is. Let's preface it by saying. There is no animosity from us there whatsoever.
It sounds like it
is,
there's a little bit.
No,
not
it's,
from
it's
me,
just
obviously.
A, such a fucking fun. No, it is towards you. But so we recorded some voices for Mitchell's versus the Machines. This is something that happens, you know. You especially with voiceover stuff, you don't know if you're actually going to be like in it until because it's easy to swap you out with stuff. So they wanted us to do voices for these appliances.
Uh huh.
And the initial thing that they had wanted to do was have like computer generated voices.
Right.
That was like AI or whatever, but I guess the voice technology was trademarked or whatever. So yeah. Those are the parts that we were going to do. And then they managed to clear the AI voices.
Uh-huh.
So like the artificially generated voices, they used those quite literally. Literally.
Yeah.
Our jobs were, we were supposed to be immune to jobs taking our machines. That is exactly what happened to us.
Yeah. And it's delicious because that is... If you've seen the film, mm-hmm. pretty much the plot of the thing.
Yeah.
The plot of the thing. We're living it.
You lived it.
McElroy's versus the machine.
This
you
is what
come
I say.
On.
And the machines but, win.
But Griffin.
I will cut my Oscar into three pieces that we can assemble Shrine of the Silver Monkey
style.
No,
this is a test. I've seen this. This is a Solomon thing. No, let Griffin keep the Oscar.
Griffin. Now, Griffin, I don't want to put you on the spot, but do
please.
You think you could recreate?
Yeah, sure, sure.
Could you recreate your Oscar
sure, sure,
nominated?
Here we go. Yeah, sure, line? Here we go. Today, I'll be playing the voice of Freezer.
Freeze!
So there's...
no, that. But you did have a line in it.
That's pretty much it.
That's it.
You were no. You're the guy in the hallway in the dorm.
No, I didn't get that. Didn't get that part.
I think
I don't
you
think
did.
I mean. Maybe I did. Who knows? But all I know is that I am going to melt the Oscar down and turn it into money.
That
like,
was very fun. Like, can I reiterate? There is zero. There is
zero anima. It's a great movie, and we are really excited to.
Especially from me, because I did get in.
I'm trying to be gracious about this, and Griffin is making it so challenging.
No, you're being gracious to them, and I'm being super gracious to them because they kept me.
This is how gracious I am. They sent out like cast and crew gifts. And I still have mine. I have it on display.
Yeah, I didn't shatter mine with a ball peen hammer.
No, definitely.
I have those now.
Hey,
I do.
Can I jump back to the Wisdom of Solomon real quick? Yeah. Just want to touch on it.
Is that's what this country's... Yes!
Yeah.
That's what this country's been missing. Let's all take it back to the Wisdom of Solomon. Thank you, Travis
isn't
and
it,
David.
Isn't it fucked up? Yes. Solomon's like, all right, I'm going to cut this baby in half, and then you guys can each have half. And one of the people is like, sounds good to me.
Hey, do you guys want to make $1 billion?
Sure.
Sure.
Listen. Fuck, this is good. King Solomon's like, guys, if you're not standing already, I get on my level because it all is right.
My mic's just not that high. I'd have to
get higher, up. Baby. Yo,
oh, yeah. What's up? Now I'm talking down to the microphone.
Okay. King Solomon's like, Well, if y'all can't agree on whose baby it is, I guess we'll just have to cut it in half.
Uh-huh.
And then the baby turns around and is like, you're going to want to run that by HR. Boss, baby, 3.
Wow!
Yes!
Yes!
That's so choice, right?
Yes! Fuck job, yes!
Man. Yes!
I love this.
They're we can have a whole... The crowd's going wild.
We can have a whole series of this where it's like, oh, Pharaoh said to kill all the male babies, and we got to put this baby in a basket and float him down the river, and the baby turns around like, excuse me? Boss baby 3. And it's all biblical.
Well, listen. No, well, listen. Don't confine yourself.
Okay.
Baby's day out. The baby's rocking around on girders, and there's a monkey trying to eat it.
Yeah.
And the baby's about to fall off the girder, and then boss baby pops up, and he's like, don't think you're going to file for workman's comp.
It would be okay. No, boss baby pops up and says, hey, you're better than this. You don't have to be a clown for those adults out there watching you.
I liked mine better. Okay. But we'll workshop it.
We'll workshop it.
There's plenty of time for this boss baby
trailer. A lot of people like to talk about Solomon's great wisdom because he was like, let's cut a baby in half. JK, you win.
Had a baby in half.
But I bet you he also had some real stinkers of rulings like, oh, man, she menstruated on the Lord's Day. God, she's dead.
Boof, cut her in half. Whoops.
All of his stuff. They don't talk about us trying to do problematic prophylaxis on this biblical character, just assuming there's some whack shit in Solomon's closet.
Yeah. Well, we talk about how it worked out with the baby, but it's never like, oh, cut the house in half. Oh, well, we'll cut that cow in. Stop trying to fucking cut stuff in half, Solomon.
How close did he get? Was he like, I'm going to do it. I'm really going to do it.
He had like a paper cutter that's just like,
I'm going to get him.
I just want both people to be like,
do it with his bare hands like the power team. And he came up with that ruling on the spot to save face. You know what? Actually, never mind.
That was
I don't want to tear the baby in half.
You were going to let me do it. I saw in your face, you didn't want me to, but you definitely were going to let me. So I'm giving it to her. What? What are you talking about? You tried to karate chop the baby. We both said stop. No, I could see she didn't mean it. When she said stop, she was totally cool with me karate chopping this baby in half.
What a dumb way of fixing it.
I'm going to cut the baby in half. You're going to, wait, but we're You're both gonna, not down with it. Hey, we both know that baby won't keep working. Half a baby won't turn into a whole baby.
He had to lean over to like the king's hand and just be like, check this out. I'm going to go jazz on this
one. Yeah.
I'm going to get a little loose. Follow my lead.
I bet you tend to follow me in the key of G, my man. I bet you 10 ducats this works. Watch.
10 bags of salt.
Follow me on this one, man. But be ready to pull the ripcord and laugh like it was a joke if they don't buy it, okay? I'm the king. You got to do it.
Okay. All right. It is time for advice.
Yeah.
Dumb. Oh, God. I've lost my monitor signal. One moment, please. Bear with.
Well, while Justin gets his monitor back in, I was thinking maybe we could raise the level of sophistication here on the show a little bit. We got there was a little ribaldry in there. You know, King Solomon, it's very blue. And so I think it's time that we maybe take some time to appreciate
it's a work of art. You don't have to, we know what it is it's going to be. Like, okay. We know your bits, we know what it's going to be.
I know, but there's a lead into it, Griffin.
Yeah, you got to let him work his
best. All right, sorry,
there's
marinate
art
it.
To it, man.
Sure.
There's fart to it. Now, Griffin has shown time and time.
What's wrong, Juice?
Excuse? No, he just burps and said fuck at the same time.
It's hard standing up because I my cords are not wanting to cooperate.
Yeah,
with me,
I had a real situation that I had to untangle while recording, but I'm fully dialed into your bit now, Travis, and I want you to start it.
Now, Griffin, can you please fill the listener in if this
I don't
want to
do
time.
That for
okay,
you.
Here's how
I'll
it works.
I'll do it.
Okay,
so here's how it works. Travis is going to come up with a punny name for a work of art that makes it ribald or blue.
Okay.
But he's not going to say what it is. He's going to make us say it because that makes us complicit.
Yes.
And he'll lead us there with a clue. And then that we're complicit in the thing because we're actually the ones coming up with it.
And this time I'm going to change something slightly. You got to buzz in. You got to buzz in this time.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Okay.
And how do we do that?
You can say whatever
you
want
to. Just say buzz?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you don't have to say buzz, Griffin. You know, the world's your oyster. Okay. A scientist resurrects a dead masturbator But who's really the monster?
Buzz. Buzz, buzz.
I heard it. Griffin's buzz first, but Justin's buzz most.
I am going to say Wankenstein.
That is correct. Wankenstein.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Huge.
It was either going to be that or Crankenstein. Not the most outside of the box one, if I'm being honest.
Okay.
So let's turn it up a little bit.
Okay. Here it goes. Check out the balls on this guy. He's tilting at windmills.
Huh. Oh, I got it. Dang, Buzz.
Yes, Griffin.
Is that Dong Quixote?
No, I'm sorry. Justin?
Wow.
You want to say it one more time, please?
Check out the balls on this guy. He's tilting at windmills. Yes, Justin.
Donkey Scrody?
There it is. Yes.
Oh, stop it.
Well done. Okay, it's 1-1. 1-1. Okay. A famous detective is on the case when a man on a train shits himself to death.
Huh.
Say it one more time.
A famous detective is on the case when a man on a train shits himself to death.
A piece of that tip just got me, Odell.
Yes, Justin.
Is it Charter on the Orient Express?
Oh, no, so close.
Is it Squirter on the Orient Express?
No, no. You're both wrong. It's Turter on the Orient Express.
No, Travis, that's
a weakness with the question. That's like on Jeopardy when they fuck up the answer. And it's
Charter doesn't rhyme with murder, and Squirter doesn't necessarily refer to
all
pooping.
Right, I just go on. It makes
okay,
me
it's
mad
one and
it's
one.
Not,
this is our first like work of
time. The
concept
of it is already so fucking rotten that when the execution is off, why are we...
Hey, no, just because you got the question wrong, Griffin, don't you turn that shit around on me.
Don't make this like it's Travis's problem.
Yeah, you said Dong Quixote when I clearly said balls in the clue.
You're right, and as we all know, Dong refers pretty much mostly to the shaft.
Thank you, Griffin.
Yeah, I have a diagram prepared. Look over here, guys.
Thank you. So just because you got it wrong, Griffin, doesn't mean the game's broken.
I will say if someone's ball, like old balls, popped out of their pants, you wouldn't point at the old balls and be like, look at that Dong.
Because they're
referring to, at the most sort of liberal interpretation, the whole kit, right? And the caboodle.
Maybe.
Like, not just.
Maybe.
Just the, okay.
Okay.
Next.
Next bit.
Next. Oh, are you
done?
Oh,
next bit. Wait. I thought Travis had another.
No, I only did three.
Okay. Somebody is going around my apartment complex and stealing all the catalytic converters. How do I protect mine? That's from Catalytic Chaos in Kentucky.
Came to the right place.
It's a problem.
Do you want to go ahead and do your usual thing, Juice? Just the thing you usually say that helps these kinds of situations.
Well, okay, yes. Yes. I don't know. In this case, I don't know if putting jelly on it is going to be a good fix for you.
It may catalyze the jelly.
This is the concern. Yeah.
They get extremely hot, the catalytic converters.
Yeah.
Could you glue it in? Is that a problem?
What's keeping it in there anyway?
Yeah, it seems like it's not really in there good.
I will say, so I've owned a car or two in my day. It's easy to take stuff out of there. It's a lot harder to put it back in, I found. Because sometimes they'll take something out and then be like, well, where the fuck does that even go? Because frankly, a lot of it is all kind of the same color. I've also noticed that. And so like, if we could color code more of that stuff, that would be great.
That would make it easier for thieves, for sure. Yeah. You're not helping, you're making it harder.
No, but then you paint your catalytic converter a different color.
It'll burn the paint.
Right. Burn the paint. Catalyze
they
the
paint. Extremely,
they get
extremely
so fucking hot, dude.
And this, can I say about this problem?
Yeah.
We actually need to solve it pretty quickly because this problem is only going to get worse. With the catalytic converter issue, with everything going on, this is just going to get worse. So we need a solution.
When the robots
bait
come
car.
Around, they love eating
no, it's
because so
the catalytic converter's got palladium is one of the precious metals that it uses.
Yeah, and it's like the favorite food supplier. Of robots.
No, it's like
robots eat palladium
Russia's
and they get stronger.
Palladium,
I think so too. I think robots do eat palladium and get stronger.
If you put jelly on it, jelly will fucking burn right off. Yeah. No, nothing
bait
fixed.
Bait car,
Travis.
Now let me tell you, bait car. This catalytic converter, it's rigged to blow.
Not for, well, that's, now we're talking about killing people because
hey,
they steal
hey,
a car part for money.
How many catalytic converters? Let me ask you guys, I just want to just say a number. Don't think about it. How many catalytic converters would someone have to steal before exploding them with a bait car would be the appropriate proportional response?
None. Travis, you're asking at what point Is murder okay?
No,
for
no,
them?
No. That's not what I said. I said blowing them up.
Sounds like what you're. Ooh, it sounds like what you're saying is that exclusive.
Blowing up doesn't have to be murder, Griffin. It can just pop in their face. Maybe
it can be like the guy who makes the bait Amazon packages that people steal, yes. And then it like farts, and like you hear like fucking Bill Ingvall come out of a speaker, like "Here's your sign." And you're like, yeah, get those fucking people. Get those thieves.
Yeah, maybe like a permanent ink situation. You remove the catalytic converter. I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, you do. Purple face.
I don't enjoy, I guess, like capital punishment, which is what you seem to be like a huge fan of.
I'm but talking about spraying them with ink, Griffin. Though that is, ink. I don't know if it's cruel, but it is unusual. I don't think unusual, it's cruel or unusual punishment, though.
So I would say that, you know how like really fancy stock cars or whatever, like there's people who will just like pop the steering wheel out and they can take the steering wheel. What if you just could do that with your catalytic converter? Like you just slide on under there and you like push in on it really hard and it pops out and you can take it with you to work.
What about one of those, you know, in like the 90s where they had those like diaries where you had to like voice activate it for kids so that your sneaky little brother couldn't get in there and you had to be like Dreamboat in order to like open the thing? Maybe you put a voice activated lock.
I have no idea.
You don't remember that? That was like a
voice activated diary?
It wasn't a voice activated diary. It had a lock on it. It had a voice activated lock on it.
Yes, that's true. Yes.
And you would say, like, you would say the code word so your sneaky little brother, that creep, couldn't get in there and read as you were writing about all the people you had crushes on. You know, I bet put that on your card.
I bet I could have cracked your fucking code, Trav, easy.
It was DuckTales. But I mean,
just walked up to it and just been like, Zamp Xena. And then it would have just popped right open and revealed all your fucking secrets to me.
It was actually Xena, then Zamp.
I apologize.
Yeah, thank you.
Juicy, Justin, okay.
Justin, are you reading about what catalytic converters do?
No, I know what they do.
Now?
Okay. No, I knew before that.
Oh, did you?
I was talking about it before the pause, Travis.
Uh-huh, because you looked it up. Because you looked it up. Tape.
No, I know because, okay, doesn't matter. That's not funny for me to talk about that I know this. It's not funny. You can get a lock for them. There, if you don't want to be funny, Travis, there. You can get a lock for it.
Yeah, we're trying
I thought you said you could get a lot for them, and we were going to talk about, like, the price.
No, you can't get a lot for it, actually.
How much do you think, how much do you think you could get for a catalytic converter?
Listen, you want to know that it costs, like, 2 G's to replace.
Oh, yeah,
so
really?
It's probably less than that.
So I could probably get, like, 1,000...
Wait a minute. Hey.
Yeah?
Hold on a second. What if you stole your own catalytic?
Oh, they'd never see that coming.
Great.
Then the thief comes along like, well, fuck. Somebody already hit this one.
Listen, it's not good for the environment, but like, what? One car cruising around putting that bad that bad air gravy out?
Yeah,
it's
dude.
Not being purified by the catalytic converter? Like, it's not that big of a deal.
Just do
like just one.
Yeah,
it's
just do.
It's like a drop in the bucket.
Do what
Ben is like cranking out that fog gravy constantly.
Yeah, that
just
bad
do
gravy.
What that kid in my dorm floor did whenever he wanted to smoke weed. Just put like a dryer sheet over your tailpipe. It'll basically do the same thing. It's going to blow some clean, cool, clean linen smell through there. You're going to be fine.
I had a friend who called that a Wookiee tube. I don't know if that was something other people call it, but you would take a paper towel roll, like the cardboard part of it, and you would stuff it with dryer sheets, and you would rip the bong, and then you would put your mouth on that tube, and you would breathe out into it. And maybe it's just because he did call it a Wookiee tube, but we would, of course, like when we breathed out, just be like, and we would laugh.
Because it was funny.
Because it was funny and it was a different time. So I wonder if you could do that into a catalytic converter, what would come out the other side of it?
Oh, good question.
Do you know
what
I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's it. Maybe there's somebody stealing your catalytic converter so they can blow their weed smoke through it without getting caught.
Yeah.
You think about that? Maybe they need it more than you.
Thank you. Yes. Here's another question. I recently received a very nice handwritten card from my grandma.
Nice.
Bragging.
I actually received a very nice handwritten card from their grandma, too. So there.
Oh,
nice.
Thanks.
Oh, shit.
Sam,
your grandma loves us, too.
Sam, thanks for the good time.
I did. We went and saw Death on the Nile together. We had a great time.
Don't tease me. I'd love to get out there for that.
Oh, yeah, me too.
She said she was going through some old family pictures and sending them. Did I mention the baby pictures, or did you guys start doing your bits before I said that?
I don't know.
There were baby pictures inside the card. She said she was going through some old family pictures and sending them to the families of who was in the picture, meaning I should have received old pictures of myself. However, these pictures aren't of me. I asked my mom. She has no idea who is actually in those pictures, but it sure isn't me. Brothers, what do I do with these pictures? Do I send them back to her and correct her?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be good. You know it's on that one, right?
Just fucking kicking the door of your house, just rubbing in her face.
Wrong.
You think it's me? Hey, dweeb.
You blew it.
Dweeb.
You're wrong. Now eat them. Eat the pictures, Grandma. Wrong.
Do I send them back? Obviously not. Or just should I just try to track down who is in these pictures, or is it a lost cause? I mean,
cool.
There's no reason. Why are these like pictures chained to their physical form? It's time to set them free.
Yeah.
Get them up on the internet. Just be like, don't put them on Facebook though. That'll be too easy.
Yeah.
You need to put them on like ancestry.com or something. Just be like, hey, got some new pics. New pics to this.
What do you think ancestry.com does? Because they do not, they definitely don't have,
you know, how they cross-reference facial recognition, baby photos.
No, I'm saying you put them up on the family tree, but just put them on like the miscellaneous branch and let people come and claim them.
Well, it's like a little squirrel on the family tree is this weird baby.
More like a...
What?
More like a nut.
Yeah.
With our family.
Hey, my family tree's got a few nuts on it. Yeah.
Like testicles?
I've been listening to Encyclopedia Brown books with Charlie when we go to school.
Yeah.
Wake up her mind
to
mystery. And the burns in that book that Bugs Meany does are so fucking wretched
that I
cannot even process how bad this is. At what, like the one we listened to this morning, Encyclopedia Brown.
What
like,
Bugs do? What Bugs do?
Listen,
okay, shut up. I'm trying to.
But Bugs is like the Encyclopedia Brown's like, hey, Dum Dum, I know you ate this kid's cherries, and I give him back or give him some money for him, and Bugs is like, you better stay away from a candy factory because they're looking for nuts like you.
It's like, wow. Bugs. Fucking killed it.
Dude, hey, Bugs, dude, we don't say shit like that.
Hey, pick up your face, Encyclopedia. He just melted it right
stick
off.
Stick to punching.
Yeah, stick to punching because you could really hurt somebody's feelings by...
Man, Encyclopedia Brown is so lucky that Sally's around.
Yeah,
or to defend, because fucking Bugs would just murder him,
walk all over him. Yeah,
I came up with a great idea to do an adult Encyclopedia Brown. And then I realized that John Hodgman and Dave Reese did that with their hit series Dicktown on Hulu.
Well, also the Adam Brody movie Boy Detective,
and also Brick.
Yeah,
if you think about it.
Yeah, and Sherlock Holmes.
Well, did you guys know that House is an adaptation of Sherlock Holmes? Fuck, man.
Thank you. Let's talk about it because we don't have.
Can I do something else
anymore?
And can that dude from Dead Poets Society is his Watson.
Can I do something else for you guys?
And
I
want to be
straight up.
Is like
straight
the
up
detective guy, the
fully,
police.
Fully hey, honest, transparency.
Just listen to Griffin. He's about to admit he's never watched.
Fully, House. Fully transparent. No, it's not that I haven't watched it. It's that I really have. I don't have any interest in talking about this kind of subject. And I was wondering if I could be excused. If you guys are about to go on a run and sometimes I feel that energy building, I was wondering if I could be, may I please be excused from the podcast?
Well, everyone gets one. You want to use yours now, Griffin?
We should get a monthly get out of bit free card.
It's just, you guys were about to talk about how House is like Sherlock Holmes, and I'm like,
not,
where's the
House
fucking
is not
door?
Like Sherlock Holmes. House is an adaptation of Sherlock Holmes.
I felt my bladder go, well, you just peed right before recording, but maybe you could use me to get away from here. Use me, Griffin, to get away from here.
Oh, it's Wilson instead of Watson.
Yeah.
Oh, that's how they get,
that's how they get around the
non-existent. They don't like that. The Sherlock Holmes estate, the estate of Sherlock Holmes.
Hi, I'm Doug Holmes. I'm Doug Holmes, and I heard that you were making a thing about my great-great-granddaddy. Got to call
it
up.
Himself has entered into the public domain, but many of the stories and elements from those stories are
protected. Oh, I see.
Fucking nerd.
But they're intense about it. They're like, hey, don't make Sherlock nice. He's a weird dick. You got to make him a butthole.
No, the character is in the public domain. So you could do, it could be like Sherlock Holmes in the mystery of the perfect beach body, and it's an infomercial. Like, there's no roles there.
Whoa, 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 wait. Really? We could do like a My Brother, Me presents Sherlock Holmes Day About Town, and it's Baby's Day Out, but Sherlock Holmes?
Well, in Taz, we absolutely did like a Sherlock Holmes episode, and we called it that, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Nice. Everything old is new again, as they say.
You guys want to get paid?
Yeah, let's go.
I guess.
Follow me.
Where are we going?
To the money zone.
Oh, it kind of felt like I was setting it up, and then you kind of stepped in front of me.
I thought you were setting me up to...
Let's go together.
Okay. Take my hand.
Wow, there's three sets of footprints on the beach.
It's better with you.
Squarespace. What more needs to be said?
Nothing. Next ad.
Well, there is copy. We do need to say...
I've been using Squarespace.
Okay.
What for?
For Sydney's campaign website.
Oh, okay.
McElroy4WV.com. If you go there, you can see a Squarespace website that I've built with the help of my friend Michael. He helped me sort of get it set up, and then I'm doing like updates. It's so easy to make big changes, little changes.
Just like big changes in the government.
Wow. Well, thank you.
That's beautiful, Travis.
That's really good, Trav.
But, you know, it's not just...
You can use that too, Juice.
Yeah.
It's not just political campaigns.
Do you want to use that of like, Sydney McElroy will do for government what I do on a Squarespace website?
No, I don't think I'll use it, but I will use customizable galleries to display images and videos in unique ways. I'll use it to sell products on an online store. And every Squarespace
website.
What are you selling?
T-shirts.
Look at it. I've got all the size, but I'm running out of larges. It's a very popular size.
They're made to order on things.
You'll get it in 3 weeks.
They're so soft, I'm wearing one now, and you had no idea.
Assuming there's not supply chain issues.
It's really easy to do. You don't need to know internet at all. You just go for it. Let your heart go free. Even if you don't have like a design background, the elements that they have that you can pull in are like already sort of designed and look good together. It's really fun and easy to use. Head to squarespace.com/mybrother for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use the offer code MYBROTHER to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Griffin, what's on your feet right now? List off everything.
Just lots of open source.
Oh boy. Close those up.
Like a bunch of, yeah. Let me just close them up because I'm Wolverine with a mutant healing factor.
Okay. Are you done?
I feel much better now. Thanks for giving me that time that I needed to fix my shit.
Well, Griffin, maybe you wouldn't have so many open sores on your feet if you would put on some Bombas socks. You see, Griffin, Bombas's mission is simple, Griffin. Make the most comfortable clothes ever, Griffin, and match every item sold with an equal item donated. So, Griffin, when you buy Bombas, you are also giving to someone in need. Because, Griffin, everything they make is soft, Griffin, seamless, Griffin, and tagless, Griffin. And it has a luxury, Griffin, cozy feel.
I do like Bombas socks, though, for real. I feel like sometimes we have too much fun with the ads, and... Mm-hmm. People don't realize that I do like these socks quite a bit. They're very comfortable.
Yeah, sometimes people miss that it's a joke that Griffin didn't wear socks so much that he got open sores.
I do wear socks because I gotta have my Bombas. That's what I say. That's what I like to say.
Gotta have my Bombas. Rachel actually contacted us and said that you say that at inappropriate times. She asked us to talk to you about it.
Like, the kids wake up in the middle of the night, and they're like, Daddy, I'm so scared. And I'm like, God, I have my Bombas.
Yeah. She said that there was a parent-teacher conference where the teacher said, like, any questions? And you just yelled, gotta have my Bombas, and then hung up the phone.
Yeah, that did do that.
Well, I understand why. Because they're made from super soft materials like merino wool, Pima cotton, and even cashmere, which makes them the perfect cozy layers. And,
what did you guys sing?
No, Justin got me into Immigrant Song.
Yeah, you guys did definitely do Immigrant Song.
But it was because Justin did it first.
That's better.
Come with me.
Thank you, Godzilla soundtrack and Puffy Dad.
Come with me. Ba-na. Okay, Bombas underwear has a barely there feel with second skin support that might make you forget they're even there in a good way. And Bombas knows that shelters for people experiencing homelessness, the highest requested items are socks and underpants. So for every item you buy, an equal item is donated so you can feel good and feel good about it. Ooh. So go to bombas.com/mybrother and get 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/mybrother for 20% off. bombas.com/mybrother.
Are you ready to binge watch something old?
The Greatest Generation is a podcast about Star Trek by a couple of hosts a little bit embarrassed to even have a Star Trek podcast. Hosted by me, Ben Harrison.
And me, Adam Pranica. We get into the critical, the technical, the science fictional aspects of the show we love, while roasting it and each other at the same time.
We've completed an entire series about Star Trek The Next Generation, and another one about Star Trek Deep Space Nine, and we've just begun Star Trek Voyager. So now is a great time to start watching a new Star Trek series with us.
So subscribe to The Greatest Generation on MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts, and become a friend of DeSoto today.
How about another question?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, do you not have a thing?
No.
Okay. Well, then how about we go to the wizard instead?
I'd love that. Thank you.
Okay, hi, wizard.
Hello.
Oh, God. Are you okay?
Oh, no.
What happened?
I'm a wizard. But you've never heard my voice before.
Okay.
I'm like sort of a big dog man.
I love that.
Yeah, you didn't know he was a big dog man in the sky. And I love it. Thank you. This one has an author, which fucks me up.
Oh, boy. Someone put their name on it.
Yeah, it was co-authored by John Keegan and Ali Ruschiano. So great work, y'all. Way to own it. So if you have issues with this one, you know who to hit up. It's this one is how to respond to a how was your day text.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
It's actually 14 easy ways to do it. And I thought we could go through them pretty quick and just kind of rank them by, like, would you ever actually say these things or not?
And so, this is specifically text and not just, like, walking by someone, like, in a hallway or something, right?
Yeah, it's nearing the end of the day, Travis, and your phone dings and a, how was your day? Text stares back at you. Maybe it's from your best friend, parent, or even your crush. They just want to check in, but how do you respond?
If it's your crush, I'm over the moon. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
An unprompted, how was your day? From my crush?
Oh, boy.
Fucking forget about it. Now my day's amazing. Like, yeah, are you kidding me?
I would guess that the answer would be sort of context sensitive, depending on if you got it from your parent or your crush.
Because I'm going to say to them, well, I've got a great boner now, but to one of them.
Yeah. Well, I got a great boner now, Dad.
I'm proud of you, son.
You've done it. Now you're the dad.
You've overcome our family's curse.
You finally carried one of the other family up a mountain and ate the stinky vegetables, and now you can have the bonus.
It's true. Noodle Limpington II, I've never been more proud of you than I am today.
So
we're going to start calling you Rock Hardson.
All right. Number one, it's been great. How about you? Share how awesome your day's been with this text. There's no shame in having a great day. Let them know how amazing you feel. Great day.
I forgot that it's okay to do because it's been so long since I've had one.
Right, yeah. Well, but I would go the other way, which is like, is it a little braggadocious to just be like, fucking awesome.
The odds of two people communicating with each other having a good day simultaneously right now, impossible.
Nobody reaches out to somebody else because they're having a good time.
If you say that it is good in any way and do not follow that up with all things considered, you're fucking lying. Fair.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, chilled at home, so not too bad.
Sorry, what? Chilled at home?
Chilled at home.
Chilled. Chilled makes more different sense than killed.
Chilled at home, so not too bad. Tell them what you've been up to with this reply. Even if all you did today was chill out on the couch, fill them in with the deets.
Yeah, still standing.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for your honesty, Travis. I appreciate
it. Well, I go to the gym for my exercise, Justin. This is my time for work.
Yeah. I know, but when I work, I stand up.
Well, when I work hard, I play
hey, Travis,
hard.
Yeah? Hey, Travis, if you got time to lean, you got time to clean.
But I'm not leaning. Take this.
Okay, if you get time to sit, then you got time to clean shit. Here, take this Windex and go clean while Griffin's doing his comedy.
Squeak!
I'm going to start managing. I'm an older brother. I'm going to start managing this show better.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to do what I always do at jobs, which is go around a corner and then stop.
And that energy juice, I think we all know from the retail jobs we've worked, is the most effective way to get somebody to be effective.
And makes for a fun experience that everyone enjoys.
Fun experience. I had to learn to podcast just so I would never be in that situation.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Once my manager at Jimmy John's made me shave in the Jimmy John's bathroom with a rusty razor and lukewarm water, I said, time to get into podcasting, I think.
Hey, listen, I love hunting elephants as much as the next guy. This has gone too far.
All right. I'm
taking these pickles with me.
The only thing I want to poach from now on is eggs. Jimmy?
I don't think they put poached eggs on Jimmy John's sandwich.
No, that's why I had to quit. That's why I had to quit, because I tried to put poached eggs, and Jimmy said, we only poach elephants.
Right. Yes. That's
what... This is our new sandwich, the Fruity Little Wuss. Okay. It's got poached eggs on it.
He says it's good for protein. I just like elephant steaks.
The trunk is so supple, you don't even know, man.
Okay, really good. Really good. Thanks for asking.
Really good.
No,
really
that's
good.
Sarcastic.
Really
feels
good.
Thanks, real good.
Thanks for asking.
That's sarcastic. Really good. Really good.
Glad you made me think about it. Similar vein, good. How was yours? Good.
Nope.
There's a lot of use of smiling and laughing emojis and a lot of like,
really communicate that.
Can't wait for finals to be over, haha.
Good, how is yours, by the way, is so clear. One, I'm either going to read that as a lie, right? Or I'm going to read it as, oh, fuck, they're really annoyed I asked.
Yeah.
Good, how is yours? Right? Like you responded with as few, not just words, but letters as possible.
Yeah. If you guys ever get this text back from me, it means I have been killed and the killer is using my phone to create an alibi. Pretty good. You won't believe what happened. If I ever say that to you without saying, you know, someone stole my catalytic converter. I don't know why I would say that's a pretty good day. But if I say, you won't believe what happened to me today, guys. And I know how you guys are anxious in the way that you are. And I am. And we all are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's not me saying that. That is, you know, my neighbor or, you know, most murders are done by people.
That's who, like you, Griffin McRae, would know never to text us like, do you have a second to talk?
Do you
right?
Hey guys got an important conversation you're not going to like?
And then not respond to our response.
Don't respond forever. Okay. What about you? So just a lot of just like, here's the quality of my day, and now I'm going to hit you up.
This article feels like different ways that of different days you could be having.
Yeah. Is there an option on there? It's like, fucking suck, dude.
Trav, these, I don't know if you've noticed, there's a pattern. These are decreasing.
Excellent. Is there one on there that's like, hey, this feels superficial. Do you really want to get into it, man? Because I'll open up my heart to you, bro.
No, but there is the raw, powerful ennui of same old, same old. How was yours?
Ooh.
Yes.
Yes.
I see.
Big case of the Mondays, Brock. How about you?
I think, actually, I'm going to say that if you ask someone how is their day, I would rather hear someone say, it fucking sucked, than same old, same old.
Same old,
because there's
same
a certain
old.
Amount of acceptance in same old, same old. It's like, whoa, okay, hey, man.
Bad, but in a way I'm used to. How about you?
Let's get out of here and try something. Let's go horseback riding or something.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Okay, so the next one is awesome. Fine. Give this reply if you don't want to talk.
Yeah.
Maybe your ex or a friend you recently had a falling out with texted you. A one-word response is a blunt way of saying, I don't want to talk right now.
No, you know what's an even blunter way? Don't respond.
Don't want to talk to you right now. Not so great. If it's your mom or best friend, open up and tell the truth. Not so great. Let me confide in you.
Is this mom?
Hey. Did you block my number, mom?
It's okay. It's been better. This next one is for Horny. It was okay. Seeing you would have made it better. Oh.
real smooth.
What do you mean? Stuff. Like seeing all of you would have
been... Watch out, Peter Dinklage. There's a new Cyrano in town.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, nice.
They should make a modern like remake of Cyrano where it's just about like sexy texties.
I'm pretty sure that's in Roxanne. I think he's just constantly sending
sexy texties. They send sexy texties in Roxanne?
Yeah, yeah, he's just sexting constantly.
Guys, sexy texties is something. There's something powerful about not saying the second T in the word text. Sexy texties. This is a great reply for someone you haven't seen in a while. Maybe you haven't seen their butt in a while.
To be fair, that is a good point, though, because that doesn't work if you did see them. Seeing you would have... I just left.
The arc of this article is so great because it's like, at the top of it, it's like, brag about how cool your life is and how shitty their life is, all the way down to like... cry for help because you are so sad about the non-changing nature of your life and how you feel like you're stuck in a sort of existential quagmire. And then it's like, get a little horny. And the next one is, any day is great when you text me. Get that dick out now. Let's go. I was sad before, but I changed it with a different feeling.
That's the one I text back when I get them from Bernie Sanders. Definitely real Bernie Sanders.
Hey, yeah. Bernie. Burn!
Burn. You want to go see the Batman or what?
Burn? We're still on for tonight?
All right. We'll see Murder on the Nile. Jeez.
Feeling better now.
I love having old friends.
Yeah, we can go to, we'll go to the 5 p.m. show.
We'll go to 5 p.m., man. You got to get to bed.
Sounds great, my dude. That works for me.
Hey, bring those mittens I ordered from your shop.
Yeah, we can sneak in candy, Bernie. It has gotten too expensive lately.
Yeah. Sorry they don't have Mary Jane's.
I bet we can sneak in some Bitto honeys.
We'll sneak in some Bitto honeys, you old bird. You old
sneak, hound dog. Oh, you scoundrel. Are those good and plenties? Get out of here.
That's a good place, you old hound dog.
Careful, that box is real loud. Oh, you put them in a Ziploc bag. That's going to fix that right up.
You're right.
All right.
This movie would be better with Marlena Dietrich. All right.
We're all having a lot of fun. We're all having a lot of fun here at Mr. Sanders' expense. But feeling better.
Well, he should stop texting. That's all.
Feeling better now. Thanks for checking in. That one's not funny. This next one is pretty good, though. A mess, but we live and learn.
Whoa. That is somebody murdered somebody.
Yeah, that's like growth.
We live and learn. I'm murdered.
A mess? If you describe your day as a mess, you should be brought up on charge. I'm betting vehicular manslaughter is my guess. Yeah.
Hit someone with a car. Won't do that again.
Live and learn.
Killed someone with a big, fast automobile. Didn't like it. Won't do it again.
Do not recommend.
Would love to see you, though.
Would have been better if I hit you with my dick. Wait, hold on. Jump back.
Travis,
jump back.
I'd rather.
I was happy, and then I was sad, then I got horny, then I hit someone with my car, and now I'm just sort of focusing on me and my journey.
It turns out I'm super horny again.
It turns out, made me even hornier. Now, this is the last one, and it's like, this one you should actually expect to get from me at some point. You say, Griffin, how was your day? Very productive. Very, very productive. Eventful. The team made lots of progress, and I'll make sure to have that data to you by midnight. That's one of the suggested responses.
Is that an e-how person trying to figure out how jobs work?
Uh-huh. Good. And the meeting went well. I think our proposal has a shot. Smiley face.
That one feels fairly
specific. See you at business tomorrow.
Yeah.
Can't wait to work more.
Can't wait to work more. Love work. Love doing it. I would love to see that butthole on a text message, though.
Oh, sorry, Rock. Sorry, I thought you were my boss. I didn't realize.
Whoops. Dun, 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 dun. I knew he was there somewhere. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun. I was trying to be polite and keep up the
vibe, yeah, man. For sure.
Oh, wow.
I want a munch squad. I want to munch
squad.
Welcome to Munch Squad. It's a podcast within a podcast profiling the latest and greatest in brand eating. And me, Justin McElroy, I'm ready to get loud and wild with Mountain Dew.
Oh, boy.
Mountain Dew is going to thrill sports fans at Buffalo Wild Wings with an exclusive new pour. Mountain Dew Legend.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
This new offering delivers a bold burst of blackberry flavor that is, wait for it,
no.
Legendary.
That's not how you do it.
Yeah, they messed up that great How I Met Your Mother reference.
That's not how you do it.
You messed up the How I Met Your Mother reference, PepsiCo. So Mountain Dew and Mountain Buffalo Wild Wings are bringing sports fans a reason to celebrate.
Finally.
By recruiting an all-new exclusive beverage.
Don't say recruiting. I know what you're going for and trying to make a sporty thing, but it makes it sound like on the street you saw a soda and said, give me that kid. Hey, soda. Yeah, you. You ever dreamed about being in the big leagues?
So this soda is soon to be legendary, it says, even though they're only offering it at exclusive Buffalo Wild Wings. I guess they're leaving the legend some room to expand on its
own. Yeah, you don't
want
to come out the gate too strong and shove the legend down people's throats by saying this is a legend, right? They should have called it Mountain Dew, and then let it grow on its own thing.
This sentence is like maybe one of the worst ones
ever.
There's not a sentence after that. Like, this sentence I'm about to read is one of the worst ones.
Okay.
Curated for those who embrace the fun and freedom in life. This standout that's already
fuck yeah.
What?
Awesome.
What are you
saying? That's me.
I love fun and freedom.
Do you mean made from a syrup in an IFF
Justin.
Flavor lab?
No, every like bottle is made by a professional mixologist. In suspenders.
This standout beverage combines the exhilarating taste of original Mountain Dew.
Whoa, what's this?
I feel alive!
Whoa,
for the very first time!
Original Mountain Dew, MTN, capital D-E-W, hell yeah. Mountain Dew, with notes of blackberry, citrus, and ginger.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
With its bold charge and refreshing taste, Mountain Dew Legend is uniquely designed to elevate Buffalo Wild Wings sauces, burgers, and other bar food
now
items.
Now, you can't just make that blanket statement. There's so many different...
They have. There's it's a formulated lot of to elevate all food offerings.
There's so many sauces and dry rub.
It pairs perfectly with... Frickles.
You can't tell me it's great for like the garlic zing and the fucking Cajun dry rub.
It's not the flavor, Travis. It's that it pairs well with the bones.
Oh, okay.
The Mountain this Dew pairs good with the bones.
Just pop this your bones in there when you're done. It'll dissolve them all up.
Make a broth.
This makes the fan favorite sports bars the best place for sports enthusiasts to enjoy great food and drinks.
Well, that's me.
All while watching their favorite matchups on the big screen.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
This is what sports people
do. Offer trivia? Do they still do
that? I don't know if they do anymore.
I want to do the trivia game. That's my favorite sport.
We used to have a very small B2B thing.
Oh, yeah. Shoebox.
And now we have a very big one.
Oh, yeah?
It's weird.
Grew up.
Yeah, at the mall. Anyway, at Buffalo Wild Wings, we strive to provide our guests with mouthwatering. It's just a choice.
You do not know that is what their voice sounds like.
Yes, I do.
What's the name?
Rita Patel.
It's possible.
Okay.
Anything's possible.
She might sound like an old-timey oil magnate for sure.
I don't know much about no Buffalo Wild Wings, but
Texas
I do know.
Tea.
This is the only stage for character work
You're right.
It's this and playing dolls with my kids, okay?
Yeah, now, I just might be a symbol brand ambassador from a big company like Coca-Cola Co., but what I know...
I know bone flavor.
And this goes with bone. Dip them in there. Eat the bones. What's that? I can't tell them to eat the bones?
Rita Patel is the chief marketing officer of Buffalo Wild Wings, the CMO. Do you think you get in trouble if you call your CMO Cummo?
Yes, I do, Justin.
Probably.
Yes, I do think you'd get in trouble.
How was the weekend, Cummo?
I think immediately the HR representative would appear.
Did you just say the word Cummo? It's not on our list of words you can't say, but it is now.
What is it to you, Herb? Sorry, it's HR, human research.
Oh, right, that explains so much.
Yeah. Mountain Dew Legend. Okay. At Buffalo Wild Wings, we provide our guests with mouthwatering flavors and exciting innovations across our menu, said Rita Patel. chief marketing officer. If that's true, Rita, why did you get rid of the big pretzel and replace it with smaller pretzels that aren't as good?
Thank you.
Mountain Dew is a legend, is a unique drink that we're proud to serve exclusively at our sports bars that we have. We have a long-standing relationship with PepsiCo, and we are known for bringing fans unexpected bold flavors like the Doritos Spicy Sweet Chili Flavored Sauce.
What? I didn't know about this. I gotta go.
The Doritos Spicy Sweet Chili Flavored Sauce. We're thrilled to continue our collaboration for one-of-a-kind menu offerings. In case you're curious about Pepsi's side of it, Scott Finlow, the come Buffalo Wild, he sounds like this. Buffalo Wild Wings and Mountain Dew both know a thing or two about passionate fan bases, how to take celebrations to the next level with great tasting food and beverages. Okay. Together, our goal is to elevate the sports viewing and dining experience with Mountain Dew legend, serving as the ultimate wingman.
Oh!
All right.
That's good, Scott.
Good job, Scott.
That's good.
Yeah, you did all right with that one, Scott.
It'll be available at all 1,200 Buffalo Wild Wings locations by May 2022. Apparently, the pipeline is still being constructed. So it's a thrill, and it's something to get excited about. Mountain Dew legend coming to you.
Can't fucking wait.
Thank you.
Me neither. Hey, thanks for listening to my brother, and me. We hope you had fun. I know that we did, and I hope you're hanging in there and doing well, and we always appreciate you spending an hour with us, so thank you for that, sincerely.
We have some information about the 20 Rendezvous Fancy Takes Flight Tour. So, due to a scheduling conflict, we had to reschedule the Fancy Takes Flight Tour dates that were originally set for this month in Washington, D.C., Detroit, and Cincinnati. They'll now take place in November. So the Cincy NBNBAM will be November 10th. The Detroit NBNBAM will be November 11th. The D.C. NBNBAM will be November 12th. And the D.C. Taz Show will be November 13th. All existing tickets will be honored for the rescheduled show. Refunds will be available at point of purchase for those unable to attend the new dates. We know it sucks. We didn't want to do it. We had to, and we're looking forward to seeing you later in the year. Tickets for these shows are on sale now at bit.ly/McElroy Tours. You can also see all the other stops like St. Louis, Kansas City, Minneapolis, Boston, Mashantucket, Salt Lake City, Portland, San Diego, and then those D.C., Detroit, and Cincinnati shows. Also, we're doing a virtual Taz in May. And at those shows, mask and proof of full vaccination or negative COVID test within 72 hours of event start are required. Dad wrote a kid's book called Goldie's Guide to Grandchilding. It comes out May 10th. You can pre-order now at Linktree, which is linktr.ee/Goldie's Guide. Go check out all of the cool merch. It's so cool. Over at macroymerch.com, we got the mystery pin of the month, which is going to be a random pin of the month from the past, which benefits the National Asian Pacific American Women's Forum. We've got Candle Nights 2021 special video on demand. You can pay what you want, and all proceeds go to Harmony House. You can check that out at macroymerch.com. Also, I'm going to be hosting a live virtual show to benefit two great efforts here in Cincinnati. One is called Bethany House, which is a shelter that focuses on families that are experiencing homelessness or at risk of experiencing homelessness. And also, we're going to stock some free fridges here in Cincinnati and right across the river in Kentucky with masks and COVID tests. And we're going to have some amazing guests. We had to reschedule, but we're rescheduling for April 1st. Our guests are going to be, let's see, we got Adam Brody, got Rob Corddry, got Montaigne, we got Christina Ariel, and then there will be two more guests that we haven't locked down yet, but it's very exciting. Get those tickets at cincyticket.com/cuscares. That's cincyticket.com/cuscares. That show is going to be April 1st at 9 p.m. Eastern time. That's it. Thank you for listening to
what
all those announcements.
What if we show up? And so am I going to show up and then you'd be like, no show, April Fools.
No, I would never do that. And it April will be Fools available for you. 2 weeks, a video on demand afterwards.
No, it won't. It's an April Fool's joke.
No, it's, don't say
it's
that.
It's not
please.
Real.
Please, it benefits really good organizations, Griffin.
Yeah, sure it does. Fake show. Joke. Fake joke show. Thanks to Montaigne for the use of our theme song, My Life is Better With You. It's a great track, and the music video is on YouTube. If you haven't seen that, it's a lot of fun.
We're in it.
We're in it. We did it. Oh, final bit. I liked doing a impression last week. I felt because I got an email from the Saturday Night Live guy.
Oh, yeah?
Wow.
Yeah. And I don't remember his name.
Yeah.
But that's okay. Like, he said it's okay if I don't remember his name. But he was like, great voices. What else you got, kid? So just like, I guess give me somebody else, like a hot, like a name that's like in the news right now.
Okay. You who's know? Like a cool, who's like yeah. a cool impression that Griffin could do? Griffin, could you do Pete Davidson?
Oh, wait. Juice,
Justin, were you about to do it?
Like you were about to get a hand.
No, no. I was like, oh, that's a good choice.
Oh, it sounded like you were about to be like, well, let me see what I can do.
No, I don't have a Pete. Go ahead, Griff. Let's hear your Pete.
Oh. All right. Who cares? Check it out, guys. I'm just trying to... we're all having trouble. We're all having trouble, aren't we, Kim?
Classic.
Really excellent.
People think my wiener's big because of the way I am.
My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother, may kiss your dad, square on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.